Here's a song that I wrote that really sparked this idea of the garden. And I was reading in Genesis and how God would talk to Adam in the cool of the day. And they would walk around this garden and have just like this perfect communication. No break in relationship. It was an intimate time. I used to live in Upper Darby, and I would go around the corner from my house. There's this park that I would go to in the morning. And I would sit in the middle of these three huge trees, and I would just talk to God. This started this journey of longing to hear the voice of God, longing to be close to Him. And I remember this one day, because it was vivid, I was sitting there, and I said, God, if you're real, will you just show me? And there was just this nice breeze that began to sweep. And some of you think, oh, the weather forecast said it was going to be windy. That's why it was a breeze. No, man, that was God, man, God. And I would go out there to read my Bible and pray. So the song really talks about getting back to His presence. Just longing for those garden experiences where it's just me and God. Where nothing else matters but Him. The theme of tonight that I've been echoing over the past 2 weeks is Spirit of God rest, Spirit of God remain. Spirit of God rest, Spirit of God remain. It's the garden. That's where I heard you first. It was in your presence. It's where I experienced you. And tonight I want you to just experience the garden.